KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Police in Creston say a Creston man was arrested Monday evening for disorderly conduct and assault with bodily fluids. 29-year-old Casey White was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. and brought to the Ringgold County Jail, where White was being held on $5,000 bond. And Creston police are investigating a theft of about 150 to 200 2x4 pieces of lumber from the Fairway parking lot in Creston. The incident happened sometime between Sunday and 6 a.m. Monday. The loss estimated at $400. An Atlantic woman was arrested Sunday on an assault charge. Police reported yesterday 19-year-old Amanda Cooper was brought to the Cass County Jail and booked into the facility. A traffic stop early Saturday morning in Exira resulted in the arrest of a Cass County woman. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 37-year-old Jessica Ann Ostras of Atlantic was charged with OWI first offense after she was pulled over at around 2 a.m. Saturday. Ostras was brought to the Audubon County Jail and released after appearing before the magistrate. Her preliminary hearing was set for September 17th. A malfunctioning telescoping valve on a solid waste holding tank at the Atlantic Wastewater Treatment Plant Sunday night resulted in about 10,000 gallons of treated, activated sludge solids reaching the East Nishnabotna River. Water Pollution Control Department Superintendent Tim Snyder said the problem was discovered by treatment plant staff when they arrived around 7 a.m. Monday. Snyder said the malfunction, which happened sometime between 8 and 9 p.m. Sunday, allowed the holding tank to drop 3 feet over the course of an hour. He says while a large portion was returned to the start of the plant, the plant drain pumps were overwhelmed by the sudden large flow. The valve is normally only lowered in some 4 to 6 inch increments. Excess solids then escaped the system by raising a manhole lid and going onto the ground, ultimately reaching the river through the storm water drain. Plant cleaning equipment was cleaning up the solids captured on site. Snyder said that steps will be taken to add a secondary restraint on the valve, and manhole ring and lid will be changed to a bolt-down configuration. The Iowa DNR has been notified, and they were expected to notify those potentially affected downstream. Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall reminds property owners in Cass County that it's time for your first half tax payments on real estate and mobile homes. You can go online to pay your taxes at www.iowatreasurers.org. You can mail your payment or stop by the treasurer's office at the courthouse here in Atlantic. The deadline for payments without penalty is Wednesday, September 30th. Payments with a postmark will be accepted without penalty. An August survey suggests there will be little or no economic growth over the next 3 months in a 9-state region of the Midwest and Plain States. A report issued today says the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, dropped to 49.6 compared with 50.6 in July. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and South Dakota companies reported growth last month, but businesses in Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, and Oklahoma reported less economic activity. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A score below that suggests decline. A woman from Glenwood was arrested Saturday on a Mills County warrant for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. The Glenwood PD said yesterday 22-year-old Shelby Kahn was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said Monday that two people were arrested over the past couple of days. Early Monday morning, 21-year-old Brandon Michael Clemens of Emerson was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And late Friday morning, 36-year-old Lonnie Darnell Stubblefield of Omaha was arrested for possession of controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,300. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held their regular weekly meeting Monday morning instead of on Wednesday this week. And during their brief session at the courthouse, the board approved a beer permit and Sunday sales permit for the 21st Century Co-op C-Store in Messina, and an abatement or exemption of taxes for properties owned by the City of Atlantic, including the airport buildings and adjacent land in Washington Township. Board Chair Frank Waters said the board took the same action last year. County Auditor Dale Sunderman read a letter from Atlantic City Administrator John Lund prior to the board's vote to approve the request.
To the Honorable Cass County Board of Supervisors, last year the board kindly approved the abatement of taxes for city-owned property surrounding our municipal airport. And the city again requests that all property taxes for three parcels of Atlantic Airport be abated. And then again, they attached their rationale, which is essentially the same as the one they sent last year.
And Cass County Engineer Charles Marker yesterday reported on various ongoing bridge projects, some of which he says will be wrapping up soon.
Bridge 414, the one up north of Russell Joyce's by Jensen's, the one we wanted to do a patch repair on the deck and then a complete overlay. They should be in this week to finish that up. They were up there last week chipping out the bad concrete so they could get underneath the steel and relay the deck. The Griswold Golf Course, we have got the south piling has been driven, the encasement around the metal piling, the concrete has been done, and the cap on the south pier is done. They drove the north pier last week, so they'll be forming up around it to pour concrete around the piling and the cap on it as well. So it's progressing as time goes.
The project is expected to be completed later this fall. Work continues as well on the Landfill Road Bridge. Marker said it'll be a couple more weeks before they can begin pouring the bridge deck. And he said there were about 50 applicants for the Secondary Roads Department motor grader position. Marker has conducted 6 interviews, the 7th coming up tomorrow, and he hopes to conclude the interviewing process soon and get someone hired. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.